Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Now it's time for Real Time 2.0, your chance to listen in behind the scenes to the real-time monologue jokes America didn't hear.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, what a big crowd, huh, today? Yeah. Now, this week, the president also came out against anti-Semitism, so that was nice. You know, with most presidents, it's not really a question which side of the Semitism issue they're on. We just assume it's the anti, but, you know, he's a different kind of president, and there have been bomb threats, a lot of them at synagogues lately, and the president said this is a sad reminder that there is work that still must be done to root out prejudice and hate. And he's going to get to it as soon as he roots out the Mexicans. He said. Oh, I don't know who has it worse, the people getting pushed out of Trump's America or those of us who have to stay. That's, speaking of immigrants getting pushed out, we had this guy Milo Yiannopoulos on the show last week, and boy, did he get pushed out. He was on the show. Thank you, good people. He was on the show Friday, and of course, I guess that caused people to look into his background, and they found out that in the past he had talked about how it was okay for adult men to have sex with 13-year-old boys, which even for the alt-right was a little too alt. we saw the tape. He gave kind of a full-throated endorsement of sexual relationships between, boys or young teens and grown men. And so he lost his job at Breitbart, lost his book deal, lost his speaking gig at CPAC this weekend. On the bright side, he has been named the Archbishop of Milwaukee. So that's, the president was having one of his white power rallies in Florida on Saturday, and he went off on Sweden. Did you see this? Remember when he almost started a war with Australia? Well, now it's Sweden. It's terrorism. A lot of terrorism in Sweden. Very bad. Very bad, because he saw it on the TV. So we're at war with Sweden now. Well, when we were in Iraq, Trump used to say we should take the oil. Now that we're in Sweden, maybe we can get their health insurance. All right. Thanks very much, folks.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.